what made you decide first off to step down, that this is coming up at the right time to step down?
Well, it's I don't know if there's ever a right time. I mean, we have just accomplished so much, and I just have to credit so many people for that. I think for me, and what I'm finding out is a real plus for me. People think I'm much younger than I am. So as I've made my announcement, most people think I'm in my late 50s, 60 or something, and it's just not the case. But I just think it's the right time. We have elevated the college. It's a different place now, and it's a wonderful place, and it's always been a wonderful place, but we've elevated it to a point where I think a new leader coming in can provide that energy and enthusiasm and excitement to elevate it to a new level. And that's what my wife and I have been talking about it. I think that's the main reason. You know, health is good and all of those kinds of things. It's just the timing is right, and we have accomplished so much, and let's turn the reins over and keep this momentum going.
It would seem then that the announcement now, about 7.5 months out, is to kind of prepare for that next individual.
Well, it is, Jason, and the nice thing, the board has certainly given me a vote of confidence here, because they would like for me to conclude my contract in June and then stay on up to a year to help in the transition of new leadership. But in higher education, what's so interesting is you tend to make those announcements. Some people make them a year in advance, so that there's plenty of time to gather a search team and have a search consultant come in and talk to people and find out what they want in their next leader, and then proceed with the job description out into the marketplace and the screening. It actually takes 5-6 months for the process to unfold to be able to offer the position to someone. So it's not an early notice, but it's timely, I would say, at this particular time.
How involved will you be in this process?
Well, as an alum, that's what I keep telling everybody. Well, gosh, I should have a part of that selection because I'm an alumni. But honestly, I will step back and let folks talk about their needs and wants in the next president. And really, Jason, I won't be a part of this search at all. What I'll do is when the leader is selected, I'll have meetings. My wife and I will be able to show our house, because we have a beautiful home that's owned by the college, and we'll be able to show our new leader and spouse the home. And then I'll have some sit-downs with the new person, but in the process, I really won't be a part of that.
Will there be anything, I know sometimes in the transition, especially as involved in some of the projects that you've been involved in, will you kind of see a few of these to fruition, or on June 30th, will that be it?
Well, I really hope, we as you mentioned, the projects, we've got some significant projects still in the works, and one of which is an energy conservation project. It's almost $4 million, and I'll see that one through, and we'll start all the needed changes on all of our physical plant operations. So that one I will see through. And then also the Wellness and Recreation Center that we're about $850,000 away from being able to fund that, and I'll get that thing underway. I'm so proud to and pleased that we're going to be able to do that for our students and faculty and staff. Now, new initiatives going forward, we will complete the campaign while I'm still here, but new initiatives going forward, that really needs to be a part of the new president's responsibility, and they need to help identify what they see as top priorities.
As you've been thinking about this and getting ready for this, what is something that stands out that you said, I am so glad that I was there when Culver Stockton did this?
Well, that's interesting. I haven't been asked that yet today, although the day is not over. But There are a couple things probably. The $2 million that I was able to secure for international travel, and this speaks right to the heart of what we're all about, and that's the student experience. And so that's an endowment, and we spend 5% of that, which means that we've got $100,000 worth of scholarships to give to kids to study internationally. And that one really stands out because it's directly relates to the student experience. And then the other thing, two changes, I think. One, the new entrance. We have a wonderful entrance now coming into campus, and it's going to be tree-lined with flowering trees. The sign is up. We've got new lampposts. And so we are totally in control of our first impression, which is what most colleges would love to be able to say, but we are. And then we added a wonderful community study space and coffee shop, not this past summer, but the summer before. And I think that has just transformed a lot of the student experience and the faculty, and it's a gathering space unlike anything that we've ever had. But there's so many things, but I would say those two things in particular really stand out.
At this point, anything else you'd like to add? I mean, obviously, this is brand new news, and I'm sure we're going to sit down as you get closer to retirement and probably talk more about your time and stuff like that. But just at this point, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I tell you, Jason, I am so thankful for the time I've spent in this area, in the tri-state area. You know, I went to school here. I worked in Quincy. I worked in Mandan, Illinois, teaching. I came over here to work for 9 years, and then came back to the school for this last 4.5-5 years. And I've just been so proud to be a part of this area of the country. It's wonderful people. I mean, there's nothing better than Midwestern people and the values and so on. Crediting the news agencies and covering our wonderful stories that we provide and so on. And I'm just really proud to have been a part of this community and of the region. It's been great. And people like you and other folks that have thought of Culver Stockton College in so many fine ways. That's what I would say. It's just been wonderful.
And I was going to say, just the idea of being an alum and then being the president, has that made it tougher to make the announcement?
Well, it certainly has, because I know so many people. I mean, not only did I go to school here for 4 years, but I worked here 9 years as dean of admission back in the late 70s, early 80s, and so I got to know all those folks. And then I was fortunate to be asked to serve on the Board of Trustees for 3 years, and then coming back as president. So my time has crossed over with so many. But my true love and everything I've done here is to get to know the students and just so much appreciate their talents and abilities, whether it's in the classroom or on the field or in the theater and the music or whatever. I mean, that's been the highlight of my career, and it's been 38 years I've been in education, and so the past 4.5-5 years have been absolutely the best.